Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Our scripture for today is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You know, we Christians are not perfect. As a matter of fact, we Christians are all sinners. But the thing that sets us apart is our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. He came to earth, was born of a virgin, into a human body, and lived a sinless life. When his time on earth was done, he calmly offered himself up to die on that cross. He rose up out of that grave 3 days later, and before he ascended into heaven, he visited his closest disciples and gave them courage with his parting words, found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. These words serve us, his followers, as our commission, instructing us to spread his message and his teachings throughout the world. And in his own words, the greatest commandment, the most important, is that we love God and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We must demonstrate that love of God and neighbor by helping our earthly neighbors, by loving them. And as today's verse reminds us, it is by grace we have been saved through faith. No matter how many good works we do, we cannot earn our way into God's love. God's love is already ours, and his grace is endless. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, taught the concept of three expressions of God's grace: prevenient grace, which is the grace we receive before we even know we need it; justifying grace, the grace we receive at the moment we ask for forgiveness; and sanctifying grace, the lifelong work of the Holy Spirit shaping us into the likeness of Christ. No matter how hard we work to be good and to do good things, we still can't work our way into God's precious gift of salvation. The only way to that gift is by faith in Jesus Christ. Only by faith in Jesus can we receive the free gift of grace: forgiveness for our wrongs, our errors, our sins. It is too beautiful to fully comprehend. God loves us, all of his human children, so much that he freely gives grace before we even know we need it. The joy of this gift should inspire us all to freely give of ourselves, to help our fellow humans in every way we possibly can. We should help, not as works to earn God's favor, but as gifts to thank God for his unlimited grace and salvation. Will you pray with me now? Thank you, Lord, for all your generous grace. Help me to be as generous with my fellow man as you are with me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's podcast was written and read by Bernice Howard.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.